I'm going to introduce Azure Spring Cloud. I'm Asir again. I'm on point for everything developers need to build, migrate, and scale Java applications on Azure. Spring, you know, Spring has the largest mindshare among Java developers. These numbers and findings that you see on screen are from the most recent State of Spring report. Spring is it's a pretty large family of modules. Now, Spring Boot alone, you can see that it enjoys about 95 million. That's a sizable millions of downloads per month. And you can see how it's growing rapidly, particularly new project starts. Now, Spring and Spring Boot frameworks dominate today when it comes to building microservices. These numbers are from a Java EE community report. You can see the line at the top, how far it stretches. Now, Microsoft and Pivotal have been working together for the last 5 years. Together, we have seen tremendous adoption of Spring and Pivotal platform on Azure, and our teams have been working on making that a great experience for our customers. Now, as Pivotal became part of VMware, the partnership continues. It's all about how Azure and Spring come together. Now, as they come together, from VMware's point of view, within this relationship, there's been a lot of activity on Spring on Azure integrations. Making Spring easier to run on Azure is tremendously, tremendously important to the Spring developers. It expands the reach of the community and the value to Spring developers. Now, from Microsoft point of view, we are seeing a lot of growth in the Java on Azure workloads. Over 95% of Fortune 500 are using Azure, and a significant number use Java, and a significant number use Spring. Now, Spring is extremely important for Azure. So we have invested in engineering Spring on Azure integrations. These integrations make it easy to connect and interact with data, messaging, cache, storage, directories, and so on. You can see all kinds of combinations right here. Now, Java developers can use Spring Boot to build anything and get it up and running as quickly as possible. They can use Spring Cloud to coordinate anything between microservices. Spring Cloud brings the distributed style machinery that's very popular among Java developers. Now, in this picture, it's a typical layout of Spring components for deploying Spring-based microservices. The center represents business applications. Or the microservices with which on the right you see this is the microservices are interacting with data, messaging, cache, directories, all those. It could be a cloud service or it could be an on-prem service as well. Now on your left, right, you see the business app consumers and they're all interacting with your business apps right in the center. Now around your center, you see the Spring Cloud machinery. Middleware components are laid around these business apps. Now, as you bring them to the cloud, regardless of where you're running, whether you're deploying it in virtual machines or containers, on-prem or in cloud or any cloud, whether it's Azure or Amazon Cloud or Google Cloud, customers are on point for building a dynamically scaling infrastructure to deploy all of this. That's a high effort, particularly when the loads go up and loads go down, right? So many of our customers are trying to build these on containers and virtual machines. Once they have an infrastructure, they have to build app lifecycle on top of the infrastructure, such as create app, destroy, deploy, stop, start, restart, blue, green, log stream, update. It's a long list, and it's also a challenging list. It's also painful to wire them for troubleshooting and keeping an eye on production. So everybody must figure out how to solve for these things. And yet they deliver real, no direct business value to the team that manages it. But one of the most things technology leaders like Microsoft, what they can do is to remove these impediments and friction for our customers, the developers, right? So we started to ask the question, what if we could remove these impediments for even more developers? And of course, we want to work with Pivotal, which is now VMware, on building this experience. And that is how Azure Spring Cloud was born. So you can see how the Microsoft logo and the Spring logo come together as Azure Spring Cloud. Now, Azure Spring Cloud is a fully managed service for Spring Boot apps that lets you focus on building and running the apps on your business without the hassle of managing any infrastructure. Simply deploy your jars or code, and Azure Spring Cloud will automatically wire your apps with the Spring Service runtime. Once deployed, you can easily monitor performance, application performance, fix errors, and rapidly improve your applications. It is integrated into Azure's ecosystem, and it is enterprise ready. At Spring One, a few days ago, Microsoft and VMware announced the general availability of the service. The service is jointly developed, operated, and supported by Microsoft and VMware, so our customers can get the best-in-class support from Azure and VMware experts. If you already have the apps, zero code changes. All you have to do is change coordinates for interacting with data, cache, messaging, and directory services in the cloud. For application performance monitoring, it supports out-of-the-box monitoring and tracing, not only using Azure Monitor and Application Insights, but also application performance monitoring tools such as New Relic, Dynatrace, and AppDynamics. It's a fully managed service, and it also includes VMware's Tanzu build service that takes care of jar or source to containers. So now it is time for the demo. I'm moving to my Mac machine. So Juliet would have now shifted to my Mac machine. So on the Mac machine, right, you probably see a repo here, right? So I have an app composed of Java microservices, and I want to run them on Azure, and I'm not interested in doing a lot of ops work. So how can we do that? So let's take this particular app that I have, right? This is a pretty popular Spring Pet Clinic microservices. You can see how popular it is, right? There are a bunch of services here. Now, if I go down to its architecture, you would see that in this diagram, the main entry point is a application gateway, right? It is modeled after a line of business systems, right? So imagine there's a pet clinic and they're managing their business where all the requests are coming in through the gateway. And this is where they manage their customers and their pets. And this is where they manage their doctors, veterinarians, right? And this is where they manage all the visits, right? So you saw many demos today, and they all revolve around this one demo. And here, these are writing data, and those data are isolated to that particular service, right? So this is what we're going to take. So there's a gateway, customer service, web service, visit service. There's also an admin server, but all the rest are just simply Spring Cloud machinery. So what I did is I took the liberty of deploying it to Azure Spring Cloud. So let's take a look. So here, I have all the resources here, but I'm going straight into Pet Clinic microservices. So this is an instance of Azure Spring Cloud, right? You can see that it is in my resource group, and it's in the West US too. And I have all my apps right here. So if I click on the apps, you would see that API gateway is here, customer services here, web services here, visit services here, and the admin server is also here, right? So let's see how the app is up and running at scale. So I'm going to go open a different browser so that I can open my deployment, right? So I created a shortcut so I can just jump in quickly. So here is the app, it's up and running. Now I can go into the owners list and I would see all my owners. These are all owners, right? I can also go here and add a new owner. I can look at my doctors. Here's the list of doctors. And I can go to my owners and click on one of those owners. Let's click Eduardo here. So Eduardo has two pets. He's got two dogs. And then I can start adding visit or edit or add more pets. That way I can manage my business here, right? Which is managing a pet clinic. Now that you've seen the app, I'm just going to kill it. Let's go back to our Azure Spring Cloud console, right? So how did these five services wire up, right? That's a very important question. Now, I didn't have to do anything really. All I did is I just deployed these jar files. So when you deploy these jar apps to Azure Spring Cloud, the service makes them discoverable using a managed Spring Cloud service registry. And what you see here is a manifestation of the Spring Cloud service registry console, which you're probably familiar with the Eureka console. So this is nothing but another manifestation of it, right? So then the next question is, what if you want to change app configuration, but without redeploying all these microservices, how can you do that? So this is where we have a config blade here. So if I go into the config blade, you can see how in this case, this is a managed instance of Spring Cloud Config Server. And you can see that one of my Git repos actually wired in for config. So if you want to change the config, all you have to do is just change to the underlying config Git repo, nothing but just a Git push, and the apps will update automatically. Now, does this mean that you have to worry about two more components here, which is the Spring Cloud Service Registry and the Spring Cloud Config Server? Not at all. They both are fully managed. You don't have to worry. And that's the service provided by the Azure Spring Cloud itself, right? I'm a little concerned that we do not have enough instances of the customer service, right? So let me try to scale that up, right? So here I go. This is my customer service. And I opened it up earlier. So here is how my customer service looks like. And you can see the load coming in into the service itself. And I opened up into my scale out. And now I can choose the customer service and I can actually scale. Now, Rory showed you the auto scale, right? Now, in some cases, you probably want manual scale. So I can manually slide this. See, I can slide up to 500 if I want. Any number of instances right here. So currently I have 6, so I'm going to put it as 7, okay? So, and 7, maybe 8, let's 7, just for fun of it, right? So I'm putting 7 and I save it. Now the auto scaling, the manual scale will start, right? So I will come back to this while the manual scale happens, right? Now, I like here so many things are managed, but what if there's a problem in my application? How can I see what's going wrong, right? So this is where you can actually view the logs. So if you go into Azure Spring Cloud, just like any other service in Azure, we have this fundamental call as diagnostic setting. You go into diagnostic setting and you can send all your logs to anywhere you like, right? You can send it to Elk, Splunk, or Log Analytics. In this case, I'm sending some to Elk and some to Log Analytics. So here, if I look at the setting, you would see all my logs, all my metrics are sent to Log Analytics, right? So now that they are sent, I can go to Log Analytics and run my queries so that I can see what's going on with my application, right? So with Log Analytics, all you have to do is write some Kusto queries so you get all your logs back. Looks like my network, okay, back, it's back, good. All you have to write, there's a bunch of queries. My first query is get me all the logs for API Gateway. And when I ran this query, you can see that it brought all my logs from API Gateway, right? So in this case, just the log and when it got generated. Now I can ask for another service, right? So I went here and I asked for customer service. And when I run it, you would see all the customer service logs come out here, right? So you can see all the customer service logs are right here, right? Now this, you can see that there's some warning going on. You can go here and look at the details, right? there's some warning going on and there's some information going on here, right? Now, what if I want to see all the errors and warnings that happen? So I have a different query for that, which says, bring all my errors and exceptions during this time. And if I run it, you would see all of them would come here. And perhaps we can look at this exception here. There's an exception going on. Looks like there is a connection exception that's going on, right? So the reason you are seeing this exception is actually because when I deploy the apps, I only deployed 5 of them. There are 6 apps. So because of that, all the 5 apps are trying to talk to the 6th app. So they are bleeding in terms of connections and timeouts, things like that, just so that I can show you these exceptions here, right? So the next one is I can actually ask for it in a pie chart form. So there you go. If I run it, you would see all my exceptions and warnings that are happening in a pie chart form. Now, again, why do you see all these exceptions? Because I deliberately did not deploy one of the app, so that they're all trying to search for that app because they're talking to each other and you can see this particular thing. Okay, so that's for the apps. Now, for the config, if you're actually working with the config server in Azure Spring Cloud, what if something goes wrong? So I have a different query where I say for the log type is config server, all the errors and warnings in the last 60 days, please show it to me. So here, if you see, it looks like it was trying to fetch from Git and the Git was not there, which is likely sometimes Git is not available, Git repo, GitHub is not available. So that's the issue that you see. Now I can also see all my logs. So this is not just for Azure Spring Cloud because it's a fundamental. Since this particular application, line of business application, depends on a MySQL, I'm also sending the MySQL logs into Log Analytics. And here I'm trying to get all my queries that were sent by the application itself. So you would see all my queries are here. So this is one query. You can actually see select owner ID. You can see the complete SQL script right here. So this way you get a total view of what is happening, right? And here I'm running a query where I'm telling if the query time takes more than 10 milliseconds, please show me, right? So when I ran this query, it's showing all the queries that ran more than 10 milliseconds. So here, let's say this is a 200 milliseconds, right? So you see, this is the query. This query is slow, right? So you get an idea of how to do this, right? So you get an idea of how to get these logs. Now, if you're a developer like me, you don't want to go through all these screens. Hey, can I get this in the command line? Yes, so we have the log stream, right? So I would go to the command line and say az Spring Cloud app logs -f -m customers service, right? Do you remember I actually scaled from 6 units to 7 units? So it says there are 7 units, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It scaled up, right? And it's saying, can you just tell me which instance you want? So I'll take this instance at the top, right? And I bring back the previous command and put -i for instance. And there you go. Now I'll get all my logs streamed, and it's tailing right here. So this way, I know what is going on with my app as a developer, and I can actually debug and troubleshoot what is going on. So I'm going to kill this because it'll take some time on the back end. So right here, okay? So that way, you can get your logs both on your log stream as well as the Log Analytics, where you just run a query, and you'll get all the data that you can see, right? So you saw how it scaled out, and I have 7 instances. So I use microservices so I could scale out components individually. So how do I know which microservices are slow so that I can do some tuning for performance? How do I know which microservice instance is misbehaving so I can go and fix? One instance could be misbehaving because of the data it received at production. So this is where we have the distributed tracing feature built into Azure Spring Cloud. So if you go there, it is built in integration with Application Insights. So I'm going to my machine. So I would say the application map, and I would see the entire map. So I'm going to zoom in a bit, zoom a little more, right? So you can see the API gateway in the last 4 hours, it received about 4 million calls. What I've done here is it's a 70% sampling. So it's about 5.6 million calls are coming in here, but only 4 million is showing up because of the 70%. And this set of calls get then distributed into customer service, visit service, as well as the vet service. Now, some of them are green and some of them you see red, right? And the reason you see red is, remember I told you, I actually intentionally did not deploy one of the application. Because of that, they're all trying to reach and that becomes red, right? Now, all of them are trying to talk to a database. So let me show you the database. Where is the database here? It should be, there it is, right? So you can see all the database calls are going into Pet Clinic MySQL, right? Now I can go here and look at various things, right? Let's zoom into one of these calls, right? From here to customer service. I'm going to click on it right here. So when I click on this, the context-sensitive information will appear on the right-hand side. This way, I should be able to see how many failures are happening, how many calls are slow. So there are some slow calls. I do want to investigate its performance. So I click on that. It will now bring all the calls that are contributing to that performance delay. So you can see the first one is very slow. In this particular graph, the first one is taking 700 milliseconds. I don't know why. So if I click on it, then it will drill into it. Once it's drilling into that, I can further drill into the call stack. So now it will start picking up the call stack. Now it is giving me many, many choices to pick one call stack. I'll take the suggested one for now. So when I go into the suggested one, you would see it brings back the complete call stack for me, right? So this one is actually taking 257 milliseconds. Wow, see, this is the query that takes such a long time. So you probably want to look at why this query is taking such a long time, right? So in the application map where I had the diagram, if I were to zoom into one of the node. So here, what I did is I zoomed into the app gateway. So all the other calls are taken out. It only shows the call coming in and going out of application gateway, right? So that gives you a way to remove all the clutter and focus on one of the components, you as a developer that you are building, right? Now, I can also go deeper into performance, failures, availability, things like that. So let me click on the performance plate right here. In the performance plate, what it does is it starts inventorying all my calls right here, right? All my calls, and gives me what are the times taken, right? The duration, right? Some are fast, some are very slow. It also gives me a lot more data. Now I can choose many, many options here. But I've chosen one to show you, but you can choose many here as well. I can also look at my dependencies, right? From my app, what are my dependencies, right? So if I go into my next one, here you see all my dependencies. And if I sort by count, you can see in the last 4 hours, 10 million database calls were in. And they only took, on the average, 9 milliseconds, right? That's pretty small. Now, I've turned on logging, so it takes time. If I turn it off, maybe it'll come down to 6 milliseconds, right? So those are some of the, I turned on complete logging. You probably want to turn on only the logging that is necessary for your business, right? Now, I can also look at my failures. So if I go into my failures, I would see all my exceptions contributed by all my operations show up in one particular blade right here, right? And so these are all the failures that happen. Now, if I choose one of them, right, it will show me all the, because there are about 16,000, it'll show me all of them. So I choose one, and now it'll show me the call stack where it happened. And then I can actually see my exception here. So if I were to expand that, this is what our developers need, right? So you don't have to worry. Everything is pulled for you and it's given to you so that you can start looking at, now this exception is happening because I dropped the sixth component, trying to reach the sixth component right there, okay? So then I can also look at my live metrics coming in, right? So this one, The metrics from all your apps are fed in here, and the latency is less than 1 second. So you know what is happening here with all your apps, and you can see the details of all your apps, how many requests came in, how many requests failed, none failed today, good. And what are your dependency timings? What is the CPU time taken? How much memory is committed? Everything, all the data is here so that you can figure out how to address the challenges that you see. Now, in addition to that, Azure Spring Cloud also gives you diagnostics as a service. So we give you lots of things that you can use to, right? So here, see, app slow, app status report, config check, CPU, HTTP request errors. You can get all this data. So what I did is I clicked on one of them. So this is the CPU usage across all of my apps. So if I were to choose customer service, that's for customer service. This is for visit service. This is for the admin server, right? So you can see all my CPU times right here. So there are many more. You can see all of them are documented in a Microsoft document, how to self-diagnose and solve your problems, right? Now, I showed you how the logs and metrics are showing up in Azure Monitor, Azure Log Analytics, and Application Insight. But there are many developers using third-party application performance tools like New Relic, AppDynamics, Dynatrace. That's all good. You don't have to change your habits at all. Just connect it, and just like the way you would connect an agent, right? Just add it to the JVM agent. So I did the same thing for the STAME installation. I have a New Relic up and running. You can see all of my 6 apps running right here. If I were to drill into one of them, which is customer service, right? In the last 6 hours, you can see the transactions going up and the time taken. And all my transactions are here, my error rates are here, each instances are right here, right? So that way I can actually figure out what is going on. And you can see the throughput in the last 4 or 6 hours, the throughput is about 12,600 requests per minute, right? That's a pretty decent number. Now, in addition to all of this, if you're using Actuator in Azure Spring Cloud, you just turn it on like the way you would do for any Spring Boot app. Then your Actuator endpoints will show up. So in this case, it's the Actuator. Here is the environment and is the config properties. Right? Now, everything I did here is all documented in a GitHub repo. It's right here. And it goes to you step by step. There are only 3 important steps. The first step is to create the service. Second one is to apply the config. Third one is to just deploy the apps. That's all. After that, everything will just wire up by itself, okay? I'm now moving to my other screen where I have my slide deck, okay? So we just saw a demo, right? The demo, I just deployed this Spring-based microservice apps to Azure Spring Cloud, and I didn't worry about any infrastructure, any scaling, and you saw how Rory was showing auto scale. And I didn't have to worry about Spring Cloud middleware. I didn't worry about config, registry, or any of those. And monitoring, I didn't worry. I just deployed, everything just showed up, right? Now, once I deploy, you can visualize them through the portal. This is an alternate representation of Spring Cloud service registry, right? After that, I can set up my diagnostics to send it to Log Analytics or to any aggregator of your choice, whether it's Elk or Splunk or something else. And then I'll start getting my logs there, right? And you can troubleshoot by inspecting these logs. Or I can open a log stream on my machine. And in this case, you can see there is an exception going on, and you can figure out why that exception is happening, right? And then since I have many instances, which app instance is misbehaving, which one is slow, I can actually look at my distributor tracing and figure that out. And I can zoom in a little and see the details and figure out how I can address these challenges. I can monitor the performance operation by operation, dependencies, or my instances. That way, I get a lot more insights. And here you see the dependencies. On the right-hand side, you see the SQL entry, which is taking about 12 million calls here. And I can also see my failures, right? And I can drill into my failures and see the complete call stack, right? with that. In summary, when you deploy to Azure Spring Cloud, the service simplifies infra management for you. It carries rich application lifecycle management at the microservice level, and monitoring is just a breeze. And there are plenty more features in Azure Spring Cloud, but we just chose to highlight the three here. Now, once you have your apps up and running in Azure, regardless of where you are running, right? The apps can interact with Azure services. It could be data, it could be cache, it could be messaging, it could be directory services using rich idiomatic Spring integration. The same thing applies to all your on-prem services as well, or any other external service, right? With that, thank you for joining and watching this, right? Everyone can build cloud-native solutions today and advance them to production. We love to hear how you are building impactful solutions using Azure Spring Cloud. You can get started today. Quick start is a good start. You can also use a self-paced workshop. We have migration guides for you. And let us know how you are building impactful solutions. We have many, many demos that we showed you today. You can also go back and watch some. They'll be available on YouTube. So stay connected, and thank you for joining us.